In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM, KMOX. Happy Friday to everybody. Gorgeous out there. It's going to be a little bit warmer this weekend, but you know what? Like 88, 89, fine. I don't like the heat. I'm more of a cool weather guy and a fall guy, but if it's upper 80s, I'm okay. It's all right. Like 95, 99, that just sucks.
It's too hot.
Yeah, that's just terrible.
And especially after dealing with weather like that the past month or so, the 90 doesn't feel so bad.
No.
It's like, this is perfectly fine.
It's okay. It's workable.
Take what you can get.
That's right. So happy Friday. We made it to Friday. I am out Monday. Phoebe went back to school a week ago, but she's, you know, it's like your first year, you're in a dorm. Your second year, for her, she was in the sorority house, which is really common, or a frat. And then your junior year, everyone moves into a house. So Phoebe's moving into a house with three of her friends, but the house was not ready. So we're going to go this weekend and do the big move on Monday. So I won't be here Monday. And I will really wish I were.
So college students in the modern times just skip apartments and go right to the houses.
It you know, 6-1 half.
Or is it a Kansas thing? I mean, it could be a local thing too.
No.
Like, I didn't go to college in a college town, right? In a college town, that may be normal, but when you're in Miami, that's not. It's probably not as possible.
Yeah, no, there are a lot of kids their junior years that go to apartments. That's a big thing.
Okay.
One of Nick's girlfriends in college lived in this palace. You know, it was like really, really nice apartments, marble everywhere and stuff, you know, which I'm sort of like,
that's not a realistic view of what's
right
to come.
Nick lived in this total asshole
did
house.
He? Oh, there you go. That's
and
real life.
Phoebe's, I haven't seen it in person yet, but it doesn't look great.
Oh, no.
But there's like, I think that's sort of a rite of passage.
It should be at least some.
Yeah.
Like, you got to have some things that aren't perfect.
Because they're going
on
to have
campus
a blast.
On campus now is like a resort in most of the big schools.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say every school, but the big schools.
I'd say KU lags a little bit there.
Does it?
Yeah. Maybe just because it's Midwest or their priorities are somewhere else.
Yeah.
But yeah, like her mom and I saw the house and we're like, oh, okay, great. But she and her friends picked it out.
That's fine.
Yeah. And they'll have a fantastic time.
It's also good to do that kind of thing too. It's a little bit more of a transition to being quote unquote on your own. You know what I mean? I'm glad I lived in an apartment the last year, like off campus.
Yeah.
Because you learned a lot, like how to deal with a landlord and when to, you know, like that kind of stuff is the stuff you're going to need to know when you're truly on your own.
It is sort of a good practice.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, obviously, Maureen and I will support her in anything she needs and we'll over-support her, which is a mistake in parenting, but we'll do it. But these next 2 years feel a little more like real life.
Sure.
You know.
Well, I think I said it on the air, or I don't know if it was off the air, but college definitely changes the further you get along.
Yes.
You know, like freshman year, you're like, woo, yeah, I'm away from those grown-ups.
Phoebe's friends are beginning to turn 21.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing like we talked about this a little bit last week. Turning 21 is horrific. Like, just the night out. I'm
already
scared about that.
I thought you were going to go say they're mad they're getting old.
No, but most of them stop drinking as much.
Yeah.
When you turn 21.
Yeah. I just think it's the progression of years removed from high school.
Yeah. I agree.
You know, plus, you know, like, the further you're going in college, the harder the work gets, the more specific it is, yeah. the more interesting it is, because you're typically later more into the interesting stuff that you're studying based on what your major is.
Yeah. Nikki G is back, who told me I had a tremendous ass yesterday. Hello, Nick Goble.
That's
Nikki.
I don't think it's the same one. The Nikki G was on YouTube. This is a Facebook one.
Oh, he says, sorry, not a hot female like you probably hope, but glad I could make you all laugh.
I think it's probably him because he identifies himself as Nikki G.
Nick, good job, buddy. That
he says,
funny.
It's me, Nikki G.
Nick, I'll take
it. Yeah, that was funny.
I'll tell you, Father Ted, I don't care who tells me. I am not a discriminator when it comes to that.
No. Compliment's a compliment,
someone
right?
Someone says I'm pretty, I'm taking it. Yeah, leg update. Now, not only does my left leg hurt, but my right leg hurts now.
It's spreading.
Just from being old. You know, it took a couple of days for just the regular muscle ache to come in.
Yeah, so minus any pulled muscle, that was going to be there anyway.
Yeah.
From the stuff you're not used to doing.
I don't know about you guys. Like, when I'm on the field, I'm pretty tenacious. When I'm off the field, I'm kind of a wuss.
Oh.
Like, I do a lot of moaning at home.
I get that.
From my legs. Like, you would think there was something really wrong with me.
Yeah.
You know, other than just a pulled quad.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm curious because I like a good water story. What was your water situation at the game the other night?
What do you mean?
Like, did you bring bottles of water? Do they provide a cooler? What's going on with
everyone
that?
Brings their own. I brought a bottle of Gatorade.
Okay.
I'm sure, like, we play at really nice facilities, so I'm sure there's some kind of water somewhere, but yeah, we just bring our own.
What flavor Gatorade?
The blue one from here at E-Mart.
Solid.
Mm-hmm. But it was, like, 3 weeks old. It had been in my baseball bag for like 3 weeks, but I was so glad to have it because I didn't think I brought any. And I'm the rookie on the team, so you can't be going to guys saying, like, can I have a drink of your Gatorade?
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, you don't want to do that.
I need a dwink.
Me so thirsty.
I'm thirsty. And then you, like, put your whole mouth over the
SpongeBob.
Yeah. You're not allowed to lip it, man. No lip in it. That's not okay.
Put your tongue through the bottle.
Remember how, like, we've all been really angry in our lives, and unnaturally so. My first memory of that is people taking too long at the hose or at the
water fountain.
The water fountain.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
It was, okay, the anger you felt at the back of the line of the water fountain is a very real thing. I can feel it now.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, because you're a Z.
Yes.
Because you're always lined up damn alphabetically as a W I can identify.
So you start to, like, you know, you get pretty mad. But then when it's your turn, no one's waiting on you.
No.
So
no.
The world is your oyster.
Absolutely.
It's like, yeah. I'm at a water park at this point.
But you had to be the last one every time.
Oh, I was always last.
There's nobody in line behind. And I was pretty damn near it. There weren't very many behind me.
Yeah, we didn't line up that way.
Oh, no.
Like, when we would come in from recess, you would just line up.
Okay.
And I was usually towards the back because I didn't want to leave recess.
I get you.
But then, like, yeah, everyone in the audience right now can feel that flickering flames of hatred on their face for whoever was drinking.
Yeah.
And by the end of grade school, we had some stupid little song we would sing.
Oh, yeah?
And that's how long you got to drink.
Oh,
I don't remember it.
Okay.
But then people would just, like, take longer than they needed to. And
now that anger is for the dummy at the drive-thru that takes too long to place their order.
Mm.
Like, you should know what you want, man. Let's go.
I
hate that guy.
It's been a long time since I've been through a drive-thru because I just do DoorDash now. But I would always hate when my order was taking too long. You know, like, when you're the one already at the window and it's just taking forever and you want to say to everyone, like, I just ordered a Happy Meal. Like, I didn't do anything weird.
Oh, it's not even the wind time at that window, because to me, once your order's in, it's out of your control.
True.
It's more the person that's at the speaker.
Yes.
And you're like, what is taking so long? Sometimes you'll see that they get like 7 bags and you're like, all right, you're just ordering a lot of food. That's cool. No big deal. And other times they'll hand them like 1 bag and a drink. And you're like, that took all that time. What are you doing?
Do you check the bag before you drive home?
Yes.
Sometimes.
No. Yes. Not typically.
Wheels, do you check it like while you're still at the window or do you pull around?
I usually, as I'm leaving the parking lot, will kind of swing out into an empty space for a second, open it up, I'm going, all right, that looks right. Boom, go.
And you check as well, Andrew?
I sometimes. Not every time. Sometimes I will.
Does it depend on which one you're going to?
It depends on how much stuff I got. If okay. I got like two things, I'll just whip it open real quick and go like, all right, everything's good.
Yeah.
But if it's like, if I got like a bunch of stuff, it's like, I can't sit here.
Remember one time in a drive-thru, I did check and it was wrong. And I went into the inside of the McDonald's just beside myself. And it was as much out of like the embarrassment, like I don't want to have to do it. Why are you making me be this guy? And I didn't go caring on him or anything. I didn't yell at anybody.
Yeah.
But you're just like, you are so put out. This is just so unacceptable.
I get it. I went to the drive-thru for a reason, so I wouldn't have to come in.
Where is my fish fillet?
They really should do like a, the big places anyway, should really do like a little bonus if they screw up.
Yeah.
Like, here's a little apple pie for you or whatever. Just something to make it like, okay, we recognize we screwed up.
Devin Evans, great name, is listening from Georgia. Happy Friday. Chris Ulrich says, I play in a wood bat league here in Arizona. We played two nights ago, and the game temp at 7 p.m. was 110.
That's a dry heat, though.
And the temp at 10 p.m. when the game was over was 100.
Yeah.
Bro.
Randy checking in from Florida. Man, we got them all over the place.
All over the place. Look at us. That's cool.
That's why the podcast does so well. We never mention the podcast. We should. My boss, Steve, gets mad at me. But the podcast gets millions, literally, of downloads every year. So thank you to everyone. Thank you, everyone in Denver. Hello, Denver.
Yeah, you own Denver for some reason.
That's my city.
They call him Denver Glover.
Did you just drop
Denver
a bunch
Dave.
Of, when you were like going through there one time, did you just drop a bunch of flyers?
I just went bar to bar entertaining people.
He put on a pair of tight pants. And everybody was like, tremendous, just tremendous.
Where can I get more of you?
What's that skit? They got my tight pants on. Who was that?
I don't remember.
I think it's Will Ferrell and Jimmy Fallon.
Was it Will Ferrell? Jimmy Fallon. Yeah, it was a Saturday Night Live skit.
That's exactly how I felt seeing that video.
I got my tight pants on.
And I said this before, but it just makes me laugh that when I was getting dressed in the office Rach and I share after everyone left, every article of clothing, because, you know, you put on your sliding pants.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you put on your pants.
Yep.
Then you put on, for me, an undershirt.
Yep.
And then I put on my jersey.
Yep.
And everything was twice as tight as it should have been.
But it should be, shouldn't it? Like, I like that.
I don't know.
So was this your first time putting everything on?
No, it just was especially tight.
Okay.
I think I've gained about 10 pounds since I started playing, and so everything's just a little bit tighter. So
that's going to help you hit the ball further.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I'm built like Alec Burleson now. I mean, no shade to Alec. He's a great ball player. You know, he's got the little Pillsbury Doughboy thing going.
I can't say anything because, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I got my chubby cutlets going.
Yeah. I can't say nothing. I got too much.
Says, saw the video of your first at bat. Are you okay? Jesus.
He's all right. Yeah,
take it down a little, Randy.
I mean, let's be honest, though. From the moment that the sniper got you, it was pretty funny.
I called 911. They're like, heading to the studio.
Because you're like tiptoeing. You're like, and I've done that move so many times. You're like, oh no.
Doing the little hop.
Yeah. You're like, oh
no. You don't
want to
fall.
Dave Klein says.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, is that
hey,
our Dave Klein?
Hey, sure
Dave.
Looks like it.
Probably. What's up, Dave?
Hey, thanks. Loving the sweet Expos throwback. I love the Expos. Man, I wish Montreal would get one of these expansion teams.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's in the cards.
Oregon.
Yeah. I think if I'm trying to weigh them from what I know, I would bet on Salt Lake City and Nashville.
Is Salt Lake that? I didn't realize Salt Lake was that big a deal.
It's a growing city. They have now hockey and a basketball team. They both did really well. You know, again, it's kind of one of those things too. If you're there, you're not just the city's team; you're the whole state's team.
That's true.
So you know, they have a lot of this is going to come down too to which groups are going to have the money for a new stadium.
Yeah,
and I know Nashville has a lot of support. It's a growing city, but the eastern one to keep an eye on too is like Raleigh, Durham, or Charlotte. Like I keep seeing Raleigh being more prominent in that, and that's where the Carolina Hurricanes play.
Mm-hmm. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, so those two places seem to be the easternmost ones, and then you see Portland and.
Why do I have a dislike of Nashville? I have
I
absolutely
know.
No reason to have a dislike
the,
of Nashville.
Because they're the cool kid.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Just
it seems logical, right?
Yeah.
I mean, everything's going right for Nashville.
I've
these
never
days.
Been there. Yeah, no one in Nashville's ever been mean to me.
Yeah, it's nice. Before I came back to Camo X, I almost took a radio show there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I'm just sort of jealous.
I don't know.
I'm jealous of a city.
Yeah. Damn it. Why are you so cool, Nashville?
Jealousy's a bad one for me.
It's got its bad things, too, though. Traffic traffic kind of sucks there.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding is being.
Welcome back, DGS and Cable Wax 122. I think it was yesterday we had a talk about kangaroos.
Yeah.
And how they can be 9 feet tall.
8 feet, yeah.
And jump 9 feet in the air and jump 30 feet across.
Yep.
And just today, freaking technology. Like, I'm getting nothing but kangaroo videos now.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
It's listening.
And I saw one.
Aren't they cool, though?
I mean, I'd seen, like, the kangaroo square up on the dog or whatever, or the guy. But this one, they were two kangaroos were facing off. There's a big one and a little one. And the big one bent over, threw dirt behind him between his legs. That was a power move. And then stood up super tall and then got on his tippy toes because he was leaning on his
tail. Yeah.
Holy friggin' hell.
And that tail is strong.
Woof.
Yeah. They're impressive, man. I don't know
fearful.
Why. I'm a little bit of a kangaroo nerd. Just, I don't know why I know as much about them as I do, but they're amazing.
You like turtles.
They're amazing. I like turtles.
Likes turtles.
But they're amazing, man. They're fast. They can jump. They can kick your ass.
Yeah.
And that tail's a weapon. Like, they could hit you with that and just wipe you out.
Yeah. I wonder if anything eats them.
I seriously doubt it. They don't. That's one thing. Like, I mean, you know, unless you're talking about
apex predators.
No. But they're like they're at the top of the land food chain, basically. There
probably no one screws with them.
But they are. You're right. They're herbivores, so they're not like hunting and killing, like for food. But other than maybe the saltwater crocodiles, the salties, that's probably the only thing that's going to take out a kangaroo.
Don't say the salties.
That's what they call them, salties.
Dingoes.
Yeah, dingoes.
Yeah, but they're little, man. I got to believe that. The kangaroos do okay with the dingoes.
Okay, Google's wrong. Never mind.
Sorry.
I know there's a fight going on. I just don't know who's fighting.
It's like,
I don't know who's fighting or why.
There's some tension.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the fourth time since in the two segments we've done that I've said
like
something.
I feel like
and
I'm
Kevin's
watching,
gone, nope, wrong.
I feel like I'm watching a kid's soccer game. It's just like a pack running and chasing a ball. So you're mad at Kevin for being a know-it-all about salties.
I'm not mad at Kevin. It's just like this keeps happening today. Like earlier when Nick popped up on the chat and he's like, it's me, Nikki G. And I said, yeah, it's Nikki G. And Kevin was like, no, I don't think that was him. And I was like, well, he says
well, I said
it's
he
me,
was on
Nikki
YouTube.
G.
Right. But so I, yes. So oh, you were correct. But it was a different dude it was a different sign in.
And then I looked up what eats kangaroos and it said dingoes. And I said that. And Kevin was like, no, that could take a dingo.
I'm telling you,
like, all right, man.
Square up a dingo and a kangaroo, it's not a fight. But if you
I
take
don't know
a pack.
What to say. Yeah, maybe. I mean, I guess. Yeah. The salties and the dingoes don't stand a chance. You're right. I
didn't say that. Salties are scary.
You two fight like an old married couple.
Yeah.
It's well, we are.
Like, yeah, because Andrew gets like kind of passive aggressive with it. Like when he's like, oh, no, Google's wrong. Google's wrong. And then Wheels doesn't even react because he doesn't care.
Why? You two are like an old married couple driving across the country.
I have felt like this one other time before in my life, and it was when I shared a bedroom with my brother when I was little.
This is and what it is.
So,
he's
yeah,
a little brother. I'm a big brother.
Yeah,
that's why
it's,
we do this.
Yeah, Kevin is my brother, and we're roommates in that office.
Yeah. That explains it. That's a good explanation.
Yeah.
Do you fight like this much out of our sight?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because it's not aggravation. It's not anger.
No, it's just weird.
It's just like he'll say stuff that makes me go like, ugh. And I know I do the same thing to him from time to time.
But it's nothing terrible.
No.
And I'd say that that's only about 20% of the time. The other times, it's just dumb stuff we're laughing about.
Yeah. Rach and I have a very different energy.
Yeah, you guys are more mom and dad. You're just chilling.
We're pretty chill.
Yeah. You guys are chilling and quiet.
We're so quiet that, like, sometimes I'll start to talk to Dave. Because, like, we sit with our backs to each other. And I'll be like, oh, Dave, did you hear blah, blah, blah? And then he doesn't answer. And I realize you've left the room.
I do that all the time.
And I always feel so stupid. Like, I could not feel more dumb.
The other day.
You are definitely the Irish goodbye, just like, oh, yeah.
No, I'm Batman. The other day, I did that. I was talking S on somebody. And Rach and I are back to back like we're in a missile silo.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just, and get this. She said this, and I'm like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. And she wasn't giving me anything, so I turn around.
She's not.
She hasn't been there the whole time.
Yeah, Rach, you're pretty silent too, like when it comes to just like moving out of a room.
That's true. Sometimes I come in and people don't know I'm there. Andrew can be quite cat-like and quiet from time to time.
Yeah, if you ever walk by our office and the door is closed, there's an 80% chance we're talking about you.
I remember when you guys were having some kind of trouble with your office and Rachel just kind of tossed out to me like, yeah, I don't know, maybe we'll come like stay in you guys' office for a little bit. I was like, I don't think you guys would enjoy that. Yeah,
you guys barely make it through lunch before you bug out.
No one comes near, look at him working, darling is my head.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
On KMOX, happy Friday. Gonna be a great, beautiful weekend. You know, every now and then we'll talk about things that made you think that people's, your friends' families were rich. Mm-hmm. And one of my friends in high school, because in grade school, no one was rich. And then in high school, I met people from like Rosewood Heights who were like, you know, Southern Illinois rich. And one of them not only had an island in their kitchen, they had carpeting in their kitchen.
Oh?
And I was just like, oh my God, you're a sultan or something. I mean,
see,
so jealous.
My first apartment had carpet in the kitchen, but it was
not
definitely
in a good way.
Yeah, not a sign of wealth.
not in a good way.
Yeah, that's not a place I would want much carpet.
It's not good.
There's a very specific like indoor-outdoor
that
they used to have.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
Like in the 70s.
Yeah, it's like that patio carpet type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Makes sense, because it's like, that's where you spill stuff. And
if you have a sunken living room,
oh dude,
I'm just going to start cutting your grass because you are my superior.
Best thing in the world. My parents' neighbor, who was my, the person who used to live there was my grandma's best friend, so I went there from time to time. And they had a sunken living room. Oh.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
And they just don't make them anymore. And I don't understand why.
I don't either.
Because they look so
too
good.
Too easy to fall. You eat it when you're not paying attention.
That is probably true. That would probably happen.
You're walking in with food and you forget. And you're like, don't!
So I guess I don't understand chatbots. I just saw a story today that they're calling it AI psychosis, that so many people, especially young people, but not all, are becoming obsessed with chatbots. And I guess I don't know what they are. Like, I know that there are, like, Russian bots that post on Facebook and things like this.
Yeah.
And I guess it's just, is it ChatGPT? Is that a chatbot?
Something like that. It's an LLM. It's a language learning model that will have conversations with you.
Okay. Remember Repi?
Yeah.
It's exactly
How could I forget Repi?
It's exactly that. It's just an AI, like Evan said, like a language model that you can have a conversation with. And you
can
say...
Have any of you done it enough to go, oh, I get it. I get why people are attracted to this.
No, I just don't have... I mean, I've used ChatGPT, but I've never like, hey, so how are you doing today?
Yeah.
Like, what did you think about that movie? Like, I just have no desire to do that. I could see, like, if you don't have a friend to text or something, or your friends are busy, what mm-hmm. have you. I could see how it would be attractive to some people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's for me, though. I will say Meta is pushing these... on Instagram the other day, they were suggesting a couple of these chatbots, and one of them was named Nasty Nancy.
Hey.
And she looked like Nancy Mace. So so I was like, did they do a Nancy Mace chatbot and call her Nasty Nancy? So I tapped on it, and it was like immediately clear, no, this is a totally different thing. I get out of there. The next day, I have like a DM from the chatbot trying to strike up a conversation.
Yeah.
And I just immediately deleted it. I'm like, I don't need to fall into this.
Yeah, I think, if you guys agree or not, it feels to me like it's the natural, not natural, maybe unnatural, the extension of people who lived on message boards for a long period of time. Like, that would be your interaction with people. Or then it became Twitter and Facebook and things. And this is different in the sense that you will always get a response immediately right then and there. You never have to wait. You never have to, like, send a message and wait for the person or people or the group of people that you're messaging to.
You're making it sound pretty good.
I'm sure it has, like, a drug-like feel where you're getting the reward immediately every time.
I think I would have, if I would have been 14 when this came out, I would have definitely liked talking to the chatbot then.
And I can see that. Now, it is a difference because if you're talking to people on a message board or on Twitter or whatever, or, you know, Reddit, what have you, you're not seeing them, but you do, or at least in the past you could. Nowadays, it's a little trickier with, you know, all the bots and whatnot talking about. But you could be reasonably certain that what you were talking to was another human being.
Speaking of tech and robotics, I reported on the pregnant clankers, right?
Yes.
The
yeah.
pregnancy robot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real thing. It's coming out next year, and it will cost $14,000. That's a little cheap.
Is it per...
Per unit.
Per.
Oh, wait a minute.
Well, what I'm saying is it per birth?
It's per birth.
Right.
I thought the machine cost $14,000.
Well, is it a one-time only use? Like, that's kind of what I'm curious. I mean,
yeah.
not that I...
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, and then there's also, didn't we find out the other day, it's not like the robot is where the conception happened. Like, you're going to have to pay for the...
Instead of, like, I don't understand, you know, how you do in vitro and things like that. But my understanding is basically you fertilize an egg, then you put it into you or a surrogate or whatever it happens to be. This, I think, is kind of the same thing, that you fertilize the egg and then you put it into this pregnancy robot and it carries it to full term.
So I would assume it actually costs, the whole thing is going to cost you much more than $14,000.
I would hope so.
Well, IVF by itself is in the tens of thousands of dollars, so... I think probably just the use of the robot alone is going to be the $14,000.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know that you're buying that. You may be renting the
Even that
time.
Seems pretty cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, you're raising a baby.
Yeah.
Rach, we Americans beat up European pickpocketers?
Yeah, have you seen any of these videos
online? I
think
online? I did. I've only saw one. It was a lady.
Yeah, there's one that's gotten like a ton of traction. An American woman was in Europe, I guess. And someone picks her pocket. She grabs the pickpocketer by the ponytail and doesn't let go. And it's like, no, you're going to give me my money back. And she's like yelling in this lady's face. There's just been a lot of content made about this that is pretty funny. Mm-hmm. As far as people being like, man, when I see those videos, I could not feel more patriotic. And like some of the comments are just like, yeah, you're messing with the wrong people here. Like, Americans are not just going to be like, oh, no, you stole my passport and my money. I'm so helpless.
Yeah.
When I went to Europe back in 90, we had a lot of warnings in Europe that mostly women would come up to you and they had this long board stick and they would stick you in the stomach with it, and then another person would grab your stuff.
Right.
And they also had a thing where they would throw either a live baby or a baby doll at you, and when you go to grab it, they'd grab your stuff.
This sounds so made up.
Yeah. I have actually heard the baby one before, but I love the idea of like just a woman walking up to you with a cane and like punching you in the stomach while somebody else robs you. Like, why go through the trouble of the cane?
I grew up, we were in Europe for a few months, and I grew up more there than I'd grown up in the 26 years before that. Like, it was just, you know, you're on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You and your buddies.
Yeah, they definitely, so when we went to Paris in high school, we got warned about, like, keep everything in front pockets, don't put anything in your back pocket. Don't let anybody bump into you, because if they bump into you, they're probably trying to take something. And then they were really strict about that when we were in Italy, like especially in Rome. They were like, stay away from.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
Yeah.
So you've been crying over cat TikTok?
Yeah, my algorithm lately is full of these videos that people make of their shelter cats. Mm-hmm. And it'll be like a picture of the cat and the cat's like, oh, thank you for visiting me at the shelter. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Have a nice life. And then they're like, I'm honestly going to cry right now. And then they're like, you too. And the kitty's like, me too. And then it shows like videos of the kitty being raised
in their new home.
Hold on.
I see a bunch of these too.
Like, who's talking?
So, all right. So, imagine it's like the cat talking to the person saying, like, thanks for visiting me at the shelter.
So, it's like captions?
Yeah, it's captions. Okay.
And then, no, the cats are really talking. And then the person says, like, thanks, you too. And then the cat's like, what do you mean, me too? And then, because the cat doesn't realize that he's being adopted and taken home yet.
And then it's like all the sweet pictures of the kitty in their new home. And it's pictures, very sweet.
Yeah, it's like the pictures of the cat, you know, cuddling up and having fun and their new house that they never thought they'd get, because a lot of times it's a cat that's like maybe old or has some kind of disability.
I don't know if I said this on or off the air, but I cry every Saturday night. Jose Diaz Ballard, that son of a bitch, he has Now for the Good News on the 5:30 p.m. NBC News. And I just sit there and I'm like, okay, MF-er, you're not going to make me cry this time. And it's always some, you know, disabled pony, you know, who got his law degree or something. And I bawl. I just sit there and cry. It's probably good for me.
Yeah.
Get it out. I cry at the weirdest things, and I don't cry at the weirdest things.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I was in real danger of crying just now describing these TikToks.
The cat?
Yeah. But then if, like, something actually sad happens, sometimes I'm like, why aren't I crying? What's wrong with me?
Yeah, same.
Anywho. Just a little dark confession.
Kevin, you ever seen a pet thing that made you cry?
No. I mean, don't get me wrong. They're definitely ones you're like, oh, that's
nice.
Does
anything make you get misty?
Yeah, I smash my shins on something.
Jeez.
What about like people or animal things?
I mean,
like if you saw like a sad story about a pet
stories,
or
no things that are directly related to me. Sure.
What about not related to you? Is there any story that you see where you get all misty?
Just a sweet video of a random cat who maybe had a bad hardship,
like
but then
hospice.
Overcame it.
Yeah, no, I don't know. There, like, you get the whole like in your stomach thing, but I don't get it. Doesn't manifest in crying.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a like, ooh, sick to my stomach. Don't like that.
And so then you just move on.
And I do watch something that makes me laugh.
I also, sometimes I will go like a really long time without crying. And then when I do cry, it's not like tears are running down my face. It's more like just like tear
I get
up
you. Yeah, they, it wells up. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
David,
just.
David Stamper's asking on the thing if I cry when I watch The Notebook. What's The Notebook?
Ryan Gosling. Yeah.
If there's
Rachel
one person
McAdams.
Who didn't watch The Notebook,
there's
it's Kevin Wheeler.
There's 0% chance I would watch anything called The Notebook unless it was a notebook about monsters or sports.
Have you ever, but you've never like made the concession like for your wife, like she really wants to watch a rom-com with you or whatever?
Not in a long time. And we did that when you were younger, but look, like we have a smart balance. Like we understand the things we watch together are the things we both like, and the things we don't both like, we watch separately.
She understands how you are.
From the beginning.
Okay.
Imagine 19-year-old version of this. This is the molded version.
There's this TikTok that's all about aliens choosing to live on Earth in the simulation, and there are different human heads you can pick from. I'm picking you so fast. I see Liv as Kevin Wheeler. I'm like, hell yeah.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground.
but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Welcome back, DGS 149. So, who was it? Dave Hines asked if you cried in the monologue, James Earl Jones on Field of Dreams.
Yeah, no, the answer is no. I don't like that movie.
He hates that movie.
I wouldn't say hate, but it's low-key hate. You know, kind of like just below the real true hate. It's just too cheesy. Just slap a big piece of cheddar on that whole movie.
Did you guys, I'm pretty sure Ricky Horton is in Field of Dreams.
Really?
Yeah, because
I think he was a double. I think he was one of the guys.
Yeah, let's see here. Horton briefly appeared in the film Field of Dreams, shown pitching for the White Sox in a scene where Ray's young daughter is watching baseball on television.
How about that?
There you go.
Pretty neat.
I have to go home and watch that tonight.
It's fun.
It's my best friend.
Yeah.
It's my birthday twin. Come on.
I hate to do this whole thing over again. But you get that it's whimsical. It's like a fable.
No, I get it. I just, it's too cheesy. It's just way too cheesy.
Would you say that to Ricky's face?
Well, it's not about Ricky.
He's the screenwriter of the film.
Knowing that he is the star of that movie.
When he was playing catch with his dad at the end.
Dave's voice is shaking just saying.
Yeah, don't get me wrong.
Every time.
It's cool. I mean, I loved the times I played catch with my dad. I did it my entire life. It's awesome. But, like, that's not, I don't know. It's a cool scene, but it's also, like, I didn't experience what he experienced.
Yeah.
Right? I never had that whole relationship that he had. Where he was like, oh, I never got a chance to do all this. And this. I did. So.
I literally never played catch with my dad.
Really?
Not once.
Just not his thing?
My dad couldn't throw a baseball.
Oh, okay.
No, my dad grew up, had a really hard childhood, was in the South Pacific when he was 17 years old.
Yeah.
And then he went to work.
Yeah.
And so he just never played sports.
I get that.
So he just, like, you know.
Yeah.
Every now and then he'd come out to the field and do something goofy. That was always his cover.
Sure.
And at the time I was embarrassed because my dad couldn't play baseball. And now I look back, like I said, like with the whole, like, who would you have a drink with? Who would you play catch with? I would do that with my dad just to view him through my 60-year-old eyes.
Yeah.
You know, you view your parents through your 5-year-old eyes and your 25-year-old eyes. And I would just like to right size my relationship with my dad as a grown up.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But in this case, like, that's, you're just using that scene as the jumping off. I didn't experience that the way that the character did. Right? I didn't have something missing there. That was a thing I got to enjoy. I'm very lucky. Right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's,
I do. I don't relate because I have imagination. And so
I do too. Just not for that.
So your dad liked baseball, though.
He did.
Did you go to the Cardinals game when you were a kid much?
I only remember going one time. I think
with
I only
your dad?
Yeah, I think I went one time because I remembered this. We walked down to the field, you know, like as close as you could get. And I remember the guys playing catch. I was probably 6. And I asked my dad, I said, how did it go down? I said, how much money do these guys make? And he said a number, which probably back then was like $20,000. And I asked him, how much more money do you make than these guys? Because I knew a working man had to make more money than a bunch of guys in little boy outfits. I just didn't get it. But that's sort of the Southern Illinois, South Roxana mindset of, well, I loved baseball. I appreciated it. But these guys aren't doing a real job. Like, they're not climbing scaffolds like you do. And my dad really laughed at that.
Yeah.
Thought that was really funny.
Yeah. And they're not.
And I had just seen a movie, I think it was The Fly, where someone gets smashed by an elevator and blood runs out from under it. And I was terrified we would have to be on an elevator.
Oh.
So that just stands out.
I get it. Yeah. Better to be on one than under one.
Mm-hmm.
That happened in The Fly?
It was a movie like that.
It was Fly-esque.
Okay. Or was it the original Fly, not the remake one?
It's definitely not the remake one. Okay. I was like 6 years old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm telling you, those black and white horror films from my childhood were not messing around. They were pretty brutal. Pretty scary. 13 Ghosts? Forget about it.
I know that one. Got to look that one up.
Man, I remember watching The Blob when I was way too young.
Oh, yeah.
That movie scared me. I don't even want to watch it now.
Yeah.
I didn't like it then. I'm like, why don't you just run away? It's really slow. Maybe it wasn't. That's just how I remembered it.
Amy says, going to the Cardinals games with my dad are some of the best memories I have of my dad. Yeah.
That's nice.
That's why really sweet. We all try to do stuff that our parents didn't do with our kids. And I love my dad, and he was a good dad, but it's different. It's almost like the difference between pizza and salad. You know, like the way I've been with my kids is completely different. Like, I grew up in the children are seen and not heard. You never talk back. You don't give a look. You don't give a tone. And, you know, and certainly there was no, like, back and forth.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know.
See, mine was in between that and the newer version. It wasn't that, but it also wasn't, like, for example, the way that I raised my kid.
Yeah.
It was, like, mine was not, like, she was good, so it wasn't, like, difficult. It wasn't like I held back. It just was like, okay, that was fine because she was a pretty calm kid and didn't cause any trouble. But, like, the way I did it was not what my parents did, but mine was not what your parents did. So it's kind of like in between. So I see it. Because, yeah, you were definitely, when dad was mad, you were not arguing.
No.
You were not. Now, you could, in a calmer time, you could do that back and forth.
Yeah.
Or when you got older, you could maybe do some of that. But younger, dad's mad, you just shut up.
I fought with my mom tooth and nail.
Did you?
Which is why she and I were much closer than me and my dad.
There you go. Yeah.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.